Welcome to Real Estate Today. This is Connie Irving, and this is the Open House Show. So today we're going to feature Marblehead first. Marblehead has 20 single-family listings open this weekend, ranging from $399,900, that's on Lafayette Street, all the way up to $3.950 million on Point O'Rocks Lane in Marblehead. One condo, and that's on Waldron Street. Actually, I'm just going to let you know because there's only one. So 10 Waldron Street, Unit 1, the four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath townhouse, that's listed for $645. And then one multifamily, which is that one on 49 Chestnut Street in Marblehead. It's the two-family, four-bedroom, and that's listed for $1,049,000. So for Marblehead, this weekend's featured open house is number 4 Londonderry Road, listed at $435,000. This actually came down just a few days ago. It was previously listed September 25th, same broker, but listed at $449,000. So it looks like they have gotten a little bit more aggressive with their price, which could be a great opportunity for any of you looking to get into Marblehead. This one is off of Legs Hill Road. I really like Londonderry Road. It's quiet, yet convenient. It has definitely a really great walking neighborhood feel, but you're also close to the YMCA, which if you live in Marblehead or Swampscott or even some parts of Salem, you will use that YMCA a lot. If you have children, they're going to be doing their activities there, their after-school sports, I'm sure. It's just a great facility. I would definitely recommend joining. So this being so close is just really, really convenient. This property has 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. It's a colonial type home with an attached garage, but it has lots of built-in features in the home. So it really has that charm where you don't really find in the newer homes. Built in 1938. So it does have, you know, like your built-in china cabinet. So really, really, really cute property. Definitely worth checking out. And again, it just dropped to $435,000. So when that happens, you know, you really want to make an effort. If you were slightly interested before, but it was out of your range, what ends up happening is when there's a price reduction, it just refreshes the listing, and then you might be, you know, you might end up being bidding against other buyers where you wouldn't have previously. So definitely go check it out if you are interested. Then we're going to head over to Swampscott. So Swampscott has only 11 open houses this weekend for single families. That could change. And actually, there's one on there I want to mention that is open, but it just had an accepted offer to purchase. So I'll go over that one with you in a minute. There's 11 single family listings ranging from $339,000 on Worcester Ave all the way up to $1,650,000 on Blodgett. So the one that I wanted to mention quickly is number 69 Orchard. That's actually listed by a colleague in my office. It is open this weekend. However, just had an accepted offer, but there's a clock on there. And what that means is basically the offer has a kickout clause. In other words, the people that have submitted an offer that was accepted by the seller have another property to sell in order to buy. So if you were interested in the home and wanted to make an offer, you can do so. And it would give those buyers that have the accepted offer, I believe it's usually around 48 hours to remove that contingency. Otherwise, the sellers can go ahead and cancel that contract and accept your offer. So just something to think about. And it is open and it is listed at 509. That's Orchard Road in Swampscott near the Stanley School. So for Swampscott, we have 7 condos listed this weekend from 2099, that's on Rock Avenue, all the way up to 639, and that's on Burrell Street, Unit 6. So for Swampscott, I pulled a new listing that just was put on today, and this is number 2 Summit View Drive. This has been listed at $529,900. This is off of Marymount near Paradise Road area. You can also head over to this location via Essex Street in Swampscott. It's sort of in the middle of it all. I feel like you're very convenient to getting on the highway and out of Swampscott, but also you can circle around down a hill and be close to Paradise Road area, which is all your conveniences for shopping and things, and also, you know, if you wanted to head over to the beach. So this home was listed at $529,900. It's 2,600 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths with a master bath. So it looks really, really nice. There's central air conditioning. Looks like they have done some renovations, vinyl shingles, newer windows in 1995. In 2004, they had added a new roof. So it looks like a solid, well-built home with a lot of very, very details throughout. Really just a nice, clean-looking house. I would definitely go check this out if you're in that range. You know, it's got somewhat of a yard, but for Swampscott, this street particularly is a really quiet street, so you would probably, you know, utilize a lot of your front lawn as well as the side and rear. I think it's a bigger lot for what you get in Swampscott. I particularly love this location because of that. I feel like you get a little more land for your money in this part of town. And again, it's convenient to everything. It's kind of sort of in the middle of it all. I can't really... you're near the high school, you're near the elementary schools, but again, if you wanted to, you know, get out of town and go, if you need to, you know, work in Boston, you can grab the train, which is probably from this location to the train, it's probably about a 15-minute walk, so really, really convenient, I think. Now we're going to head over to Salem. Salem has 7 open houses this weekend for single families, quite low, but that can change. Sometimes they add some open houses at the very last minute, so if it does change, you know, I'll try to add them in, but right now there's only 7 for single families, ranging from $254,900, and that's on English Street in Salem, that 2-bedroom colonial, and then they go up to $759,900, which is on Pickman Street. Condos, there are 10 condos this weekend opened, and the ranges on those are $174,900, that's on Perkins Street, and goes up to $569,900 over on Turner Street. Only 1 multifamily opened in Salem. Again, these multis are so, just the inventory is so low, so very, very desirable if you're looking for a multifamily. Definitely go check this out. It's 2 Emerton Salem, number 2 Emerton, it's a 5-plus family, listed at $320,000, so need some work, but definitely worth a shot if you're in the market for a multifamily right now. So for Salem, I actually pulled a condo for a featured open house this weekend because this condo is located on Aurora Lane, number 46 Aurora Lane, unit 83B. This is off the Trader's Way condominiums. Very desirable. This is listed at $249,900. It won't last long. They just never do. These condos are, like I said, really, really desirable. This is the Sanctuary condominiums. There's 1 garage space under. It's about 1,600 square feet. 2 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. 5 rooms altogether, but again, you know, really desirable these units, so I would definitely go check this out. This is got a condo fee of $296 a month. It's got a really good layout, in my opinion. I mean, it's definitely contemporary, but it can definitely work if you're, you know, your open concept kitchen and living area is right on that first level. Then you have your bedrooms, and then downstairs you have your utilities for your washer dryer. There's also an unfinished room down there that you can use, you know, you can make it out of a little gym or a little office, whatever fit your needs. And again, it's got that garage down there, so lots of storage space in these, high ceilings in the master bedrooms, really desirable. So that is, again, number 46 Aurora Lane, unit 83B. It won't last long. They just never do these units. So if you're interested, please go check this out. All right, that's going to do it for this weekend's open house show. Thank you for listening in. Please leave me any of your real estate related questions over at www.askconnie.info, where I can answer some of your questions. And also, please let's connect on LinkedIn. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. Have a great weekend.